Welcome to Lions Radio Network, where the show takes you on a roaring adventure with entertaining and stimulating topics focusing on entertainment, sports, business, world news, along with many other topics. Whatever your interests are, you will find them right here on Lions Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Lions Radio Network. I am your host, Donna Lyons, coming to you from Washington, D.C., where you can find us on iHeartRadio and all streaming platforms. And I want to thank our listeners worldwide. Our top five countries this week are the United States, Canada, Australia, Spain, and Germany. We so appreciate you guys tuning in and listening and sharing all our episodes. Keep doing it. We appreciate it. And today we have an awesome guest, as usual. It's Mike Moster. He's also known as the Riff Surfer. He's an entrepreneur, music producer, guitarist, and writer. And he's part of the band In Theory. And In Theory is not your average rock band. They are a powerhouse of sound, emotion, and creativity, redefining the boundaries of the genre with their unique and electrifying sound. Hailing from diverse musical backgrounds, this dynamic group of talented players has come together to forge a path that is distinctly their own. And we get to talk to Mike today and ask him a lot of questions about what's been going on. Hey, Mike, welcome back. I appreciate you being on.
Well, it's wonderful to be back. Thanks for having us back, or me back.
Yeah. Yeah, you. The rest of the band
me.
Can come on any time.
I'll be that guy. I'll be me. I'll be Mike the Riff Surfer.
You be him today.
Yeah. By the way, that name came about by the singer had named me that because Riff for guitar player and I'm a surfer. So he's like, that make perfect sense. Mike's the Riff Surfer. You know, so, you know, I was at Cali for, you know, 20 some odd years. So I'd surf in Cali, I'd surf in, you know, all over the world and stuff. So I'm a surfer and I'm a guitar player, so it kind of made sense.
That is super cute. It really is. Now, where did you grow up in California?
Donna, my accent, New York.
Well, I didn't
New York.
Know if maybe you had went there and just got an accent.
So, no, you know, it's funny. I grew up in New York until I was in my mid-20s, and then I moved to Cali, you know, for 20-some-odd years, and now I'm a Southern boy. You know, now I'm in Muscle Shoals.
Yeah, so, you are. I grew up in Southern Cal. I grew up in Huntington Beach, and then now I'm on the
okay.
East Coast, and everybody's like, why are you on the East Coast? I said, it's freaking beautiful here.
No, you're in
really
D.C.,
is.
Right?
Yeah, live in Virginia, work in D.C., so right on the border
gotcha.
There.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And it's beautiful, and the history here is just incredible. I mean,
mm-hmm.
But enough about me. Let's talk about you.
Sure.
You have been so busy. I mean, I can't even keep up with you guys. I'm like, he's over here. He's doing a show there. You're in another state. I like, my gosh, what has been going on with you guys? Touring?
It's a whole thing. And you're right. There is so much going on. There is the touring aspect. And we did several shows up in Chicago and St. Louis last week. We do some tomorrow. I'm actually with my parents in Atlanta right now, so I'm flying up to Chicago to do a show. And then I have some other stuff. I'm doing actually some TV. I'm on Fox and a couple other TV shows in April. And then May, I think we have 13, 14 shows all throughout the country. And that's one thing that's going on. The other thing from the other side, like the single-wise, we just released Worlds on Fire when you did the first interview with us. Since
mm-hmm.
we last spoke, that hit number 7 in the active classic rock charts and on MediaBase. So that's
oh my
actually
God,
based
congratulations.
On – yeah, so now we had back-to-back singles. The last one hit number 8 active rocks, number 3 is called Stain on Your Soul, 8 on active rocks, and 3 on classic. This one hit now number 7 on active, so it's kind of cool to have back-to-back singles now in the top 10. And also what we're doing, we just released 3 of our songs that we previously put on digital. We're very careful in what we put on digital for many reasons. So we did a remaster, a remix of the 3 songs we previously did, and we're releasing them every week this month. And again, you can only get that on digital through the Orchard people, the Orchard distribution. Now, if they want the original version, they can buy our first CD and hear the original version. But if they want the 2024 mix and master, they can only get it through Orchard. And then we're proud to announce on April 12th, we're releasing Promised Land, which you're going to play, I think, later, I hope.
Yes, I am. I'm so excited. Tell us about that song.
So that's we're releasing this single on that day, but we're also releasing the CD as well. So there'll be a 6-song CD EP that they can buy from the website or through the digital distribution and just for the one single. But yeah, that song is, it's actually kind of like, again, it seems to be a running pattern that a lot of my songs are becoming from accidents, you know. So that particular song, I was at a party get together at a fire pit. And everybody knew I was a guitar player. they literally put a guitar in my hand and said, "Mike, play something." I had some wine in me or Jack Daniels or whatever it was. And I played, and then someone sent me a video of it. And I noticed I was playing patterns that I normally would not play. And I go, "Give me all the videos from it." And that was it. So there's one promo video that I've been doing, promoting the single and the EP. At the end of this one promo is actually the footage of me writing that song.
Oh, wow.
That is the actual footage. And it was actually kind of cool. You see me playing guitar in the dark, and all of a sudden it shows the fire pit go into dark. And then this one actually came together so quick. I sent it to Tony. If I knew I had the idea, I'm pretty gung ho about what I do, how I do things and tag things. So I was able to go into the studio within a day or two, put it together. And then Tony jumped right on it. Sometimes there's riffs that resonates really quick, and sometimes it takes a little bit longer. But this song is kind of a special one. The lyric video, I think, is going to blow people away, the messaging of this song. And, because, again, people think Promised Land is this physical place. And basically we want to have – no, Promised Land is in you. What you think is your Promised Land. And it just takes your listener to a journey to think a little bit deeper. And not look for this physical place. Because you could have your Promised Land or your peace. It's within yourself. And
that's right.
It's a search. And there's some, if you watch the lyric video, and that's important to me. If you take out the music and just take a listen, if you take out the music and watch the visual with the lyrics, you'll get the message of the song. And then if you hear it and then with the music, wow, it's just even more powerful, as well. And then also on this one, we brought in Vinny Appice, and he's the drummer from Black Sabbath and Dio. So he's the drummer on that song as well. So
wow,
that's a nice
it's
little
excellent.
Guest to have on it.
It's definitely excellent. I absolutely love it, and I can't wait for everybody to hear it. What else do you have going on? Coming up, I know you're busy right now. Do you see anything in the, in the near future? What with your music? What do you see going on, what would you
absolutely
like to see happen?
Well, there's still a lot going on. So in May we start the next leg of the tour. So we're doing, we're opening up for this band called Angel. I'm not sure if you remember who they are, but they were a big 70s, 80s band. They were the only other rock band on the same label as Kiss. And they used to dress in all white, and Kiss was on all black. And this particular tour is a full circle for me. I was a huge fan of Angel growing up, and my brother had introduced me to him. He was 3 years older. So, when you're 12 and they're 15, and he was a bass player, they're quite influential on you at that time. he would bring home the Aerosmith records and the Zeppelin, and Angel was one of them. And the guitar player's name is Punky, you know, Punky Meadows. So at 12 or 13 years old, my brother used to, you know, my nickname was Punky. He always used to call me Punky. So the fact that we're doing whatever it is, it's either 12 or 14 shows with we're doing with them.
Wow.
The fact that I'm going to be sharing the stage with Punky, just that alone is kind of is full circle. And here's the other thing, too, Donna. You know, my brother was killed young, you know, at 30 years old. And
oh, I'm sorry.
I just think he'd be the happiest guy. He'd be smiling like Punky's playing with Punky, you know. And because if it wasn't for him, I would have never heard of him, and I would have never do the adventure of music at that time. He exposed me to so much music, you know, and encouraged
well,
me when
me,
I wasn't
looking
really
down,
that good.
He will be. He'll be looking down on that stage every single time you're playing. I guarantee it.
And the other thing that was kind of, whatever you want to call it, what would be the correct word or definition? Serendipitous, maybe?
Yes.
Was well, mm-hmm. So when we first got the Angel shows, it was on his birthday.
Oh, my God.
So I feel like maybe he's working something.
He made
up
it happen?
There. Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. So,
yeah,
so we're excited about
that.
And then, then after that, we're going to, you know, we're still, there's so many songs. I mean, I always have a need to be creative. So whenever I have time in between everything, I'm just back in the studio. And thank God the studio has been so accommodating on my situation. You know, I'm not sure if I told you last time, but I help take care of, you know, my parents are going through some very rough health stuff. So, you know, 2 weeks out of the month, you know, I'm there taking care of her. My sister does the other 2 weeks, and we have some people help fill in, you know. So whenever I get back to Muscle Shoals, I gotta jump in the studio or I have to do something, you know. I really found that being creative, and I'm sure you probably feel the same way, and because, you know, in what you do as well, there's,
mm-hmm.
there's just a need to be creative. And if I don't have that outlet to be creative, I feel it. I feel kind of, you know, maybe a little bit down, or I'm missing something. So I just always just,
totally agree.
Whenever there's an opportunity, and like I said, he's just been so accommodating. So we have so many songs. I'm waiting for Tony to put the next step, and then I'll take it from there, from the producer standpoint. And then we still have other shows in June, and then I think we have a little West Coast run we're going to do in July. And then we still have two other singles that we're going to decide what we're going to do with the Orchard Distribution folks. With, you know, we know we're going to do at least two more with them. So I think right now through the end of August, we're packed.
Yeah, you guys are so busy. I'm watching you on all the social media. And that's the other thing I wanted to do is, can you let the listeners know how to find you on social media so they can follow you?
Yeah, there's many ways. So there's the InteriorOriginal.com, which is a website which has everything. And the same thing with the website, I mean, with the Facebook, excuse me. It's just In Theory. It's that simple. It's In Theory. And on Facebook, Instagram, it's In Theory Original.
Awesome.
And you'll get
everything
In Theory.
Okay. I'm going to put it in the link so they and all they have to do is click on it and they'll find you as well. But I want to thank you so much for coming on today. I always love chatting with you. I hope you'll come back again really soon. I know you're going to update us with something new and bigger and better.
we'll schedule something for, you know, like this Friday, you know.
You're so busy. It's just crazy. And I love it. So I want to thank you so much for taking the time. And, you know, we will do this again real soon. And we are going to play your song.
Again, before you, I just want to thank you for your support. And, you know, you and I chat a little bit, you know, behind the scenes. So I always appreciate all your kind words and stuff. It's appreciative. And I know that you do watch all our posts and always, you know, you're supporting us. So it's deeply appreciated.
Well, I appreciate you as well in the support and, you know, always making sure that the link for our shows go out there and, you know, when we do a show together. And I really appreciate that. It's really important that we all work together in some way or another. And listen, good luck on the tour. Good luck on everything
you
are doing. I will be watching. I'm a huge fan. And thank you so much for coming on today.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Don.
All right, Mike. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, everyone. That's Mike Mostert with the band In Theory. Please go check him out on social media. You can get updated on all their latest happenings and their latest music. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Remember to share our show with whoever you think will enjoy it. And thank you to our listeners worldwide. We really appreciate you. Okay, everyone. We are going to listen to Promised Land by In Theory. And you guys have a great rest of your day. Thanks for tuning in.
Looking up now, falling in as you pull. Promise land.
for the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get Cox Internet powered by fiber with America's fastest download speeds. It's Internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and the restrictions may apply. Analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data. Fixed median download speeds. USQ3 2023.